Welcome to episode 26 of the NADPOD Pomo Challenge. Today, I'm reflecting on the word mosaic. Today's artwork is a vibrant mosaic tree, its myriad colors symbolizing the rich tapestry of our spiritual journey and personal growth. Life is a kaleidoscope of lessons in motion. Every fragment patterned by struggle and victory, growth and resilience, unfolding our spiritual journey charted within the heart's sanctuary. A few days ago, I was asked if I could use my generative art skills to recreate a photo into a stained glass image. The word mosaic coming up today got me curious about the difference between the two types of images. Both involve assembling small pieces to create a design, but they do have differences. Stained glass is usually used in windows. The glass is cut in shape and arranged into pictures or patterns. Strips of lead hold the pieces together. They are designed for light to pass through them, creating a luminous effect. The most common use of stained glass is in religious buildings, but they can be found in other settings. The first known use of colored glass in windows was in ancient Egypt and Rome, but stained glass as we know it started in the 10th century. Mosaics find their origins in the 3rd century in Mesopotamia. They were made from colored stones, shells, and ivory. Mosaics are opaque, set into a bed of mortar or other binding material, and the pieces are laid out into a pattern or image. External light sources highlight their colors and textures. I appreciate both art forms. I used to attend a church in the village with some beautiful, century-old stained glass windows. I would often find my attention drawn to them and contemplate them as I listened to the day's homily. I've also seen some stunning mosaics. In many ways, the mosaic artists can go into greater detail in their images because they don't use lead to hold the pieces together. The pieces being held together by the base they are laid into reminds me of what holds us together as a society. The pieces can be large or small, rough-edged or smooth, but they all find a place to fit into the bigger picture. Mosaics represent interconnectedness, diversity, and the holistic nature of our existence. Variety adds to the richness of the image and our society. Mosaics also serve as a visual of our personal and spiritual growth journeys. Their interlocking pieces reflect the interconnection of our experiences, thoughts, and emotions. Each aspect of our personality, every phase of our life, every experience we've had finds its place to fit into the mosaic of our lives. The materials, the depth of color, and their placement create a symphony of our progress through life. The complexity, beauty, and dynamic energy have constant room to grow in an ever-evolving depth, blending seamlessly. The resulting kaleidoscope celebrates the vibrancy of our life while displaying distinctive elements outwardly and within ourselves. Have you thought about how your mosaic would look? Thank you for listening to today's reflection on the word mosaic. I enjoy exploring each daily word and sharing my thoughts with you. Visit nichelessandlovingit.com if you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter or the Prompt a Day email list, which includes the daily words. I'm Shadows Pub, wishing you a great day, and oh, bye, Wilma.